You Can Leave Your Hat On by Julie Jones, narrated by Becca Glory. Lust. I just couldn't get my head around that man. It wasn't like we were properly dating, but we did spend a lot of time together. We met almost every day, sent each other absurd amounts of WhatsApp messages and silly snaps with unicorn filters, started the days by texting good morning, and ended them with good nights followed by a few X's. Something was going on for sure, and I fancied him to bits. And as of yesterday, the day before my birthday, he knew I did. The classic epic social media fuck-up. Sending the wrong message to the wrong person. Instead of telling Millie for the thousandth time that Mark was the most gorgeous man on earth, that I really adored him, and that he could even wear one of his stupid hats in bed as long as he fucked me senseless, I accidentally told him. I told Mark. And he went quiet. As if he'd gone into the Bermuda Triangle. Not a word. Nothing. I knew he didn't owe me anything, and that I had probably just misinterpreted his kindness for affection. But a happy birthday at least? Not even that. No good morning. No snaps of his impressive tea collection. No have a nice day. No fancy a coffee this afternoon, like he so often sent me. Not even a hope you get through the dreadful birthday lunch with your mum. Nada. Zip. Niente. Of course I was disappointed. Come dinner time when I was walking home from work, I had given up on him. It was fun while it lasted, I concluded on the phone to Millie. I'd just gotten through the door, kicked off my shoes, and with my coat still on and my briefcase still dangling in one hand, I'd headed straight for the fridge. A decent Riesling was opened, and a swig straight from the bottle filled my mouth with wine. A second gulp later, I laid my briefcase down on the kitchen countertop, managed to slide my skirt up, and roll down my itchy control top tight.